Things come fast and furious starting on Wednesday. It is not just, you know, training camp beginning. That's obviously the big thing on the horizon right here. 2 days from now, Bills are at camp. By the way, team will report tomorrow. Back in the day, I say that, I'll use a Mike Shope line. Has the show ever sounded older? Back in the day, we used to be there for move-in day. That's what they would call it, right? We don't do that anymore. We used to have, you know, whether it was old, real big cameras or cell phones, and you record guys moving in, you'd interview them, and they'd be going on to into their dorm rooms and carrying their bedding and beverages or whatever. I mean, go find some of that footage from a long time ago when guys are moving into dorms. Some funny stuff. Doesn't happen like that anymore. We, as the media, aren't there until Wednesday. So we show up on Wednesday and get going. Team is on the field at 9:45. Before that, it's 9:15. It's Sean McDermott talking to the media in the tent. And, you know, it's always a welcome, you know, training camp kind of moment. And Josh Allen usually talks right away, whether it's first day or second day. We will also hear from Brandon Bean after the first day of camp this year. So he'll be on. And we get going. And then, I mean, there's always certain benchmarks, right? So you have 3 days of camp, day off, 3 days of camp. They are practicing 6 out of the first 7 days. Then there's come back home. You have the return of the red and the blue. That's a scrimmage here, a live practice, open practice, the public at Orchard Park and the stadium. And then a week later, after going back to Fisher, it's the start of the preseason. And bam, I mean, you're right there, right? Giants coming to town August 9th. You have that game. That's a home game. The following week, the Bills are in Chicago for a joint practice against the Bears. Joint practice on a Friday. Off on Saturday. Play the Bears on a Sunday night on national TV in preseason. And then the following final preseason week is another night game in Tampa. Which is weird because they play the Buccaneers in the regular season. But it happens. And then the regular season gets rolling. Now, let's remember, the NFL made a change several years ago when they went to 17 games and 3 preseason. Labor Day is no longer a week where there are games. So you have that Labor Day weekend off. Then it's that's the weekend to kind of reset, get ready, college football, chicken wing fest, everything's going on that weekend outside of the NFL. And then all of a sudden, you get to week one. And of course, this year, the Bills have the spotlight on them right away. They're going to be on Hard Knocks the entire offseason for the preseason, you know, in training camp. And then they're going to be on Sunday Night Football week one against the Baltimore Ravens. And you have such a test right away. Now, let's remember last year, the Bills in week 4 go to Baltimore and just get run out of the building, run off the field, 35-10. Just not a good game. Not a good day. Derrick Henry, first play from scrimmage for the Ravens, takes it to the house. Bills have some injuries. Josh Allen gets beat up. Khalil Shakir. They were without their top linebackers. And after that game, you're like, okay, Baltimore's kind of got the leg up here. But Baltimore had lost a couple of games before that. They lost to Kansas City. They lost to the Raiders. That got them to 2-2. They never caught the Bills. Even though the Bills lost to Baltimore in week 4 last year, the Bills still maintained their spot over them. What the Bills couldn't do last year was catch Kansas City. Even though every single week it seemed like Kansas City was winning by the skin of their teeth, by a botched snap by the Raiders, by a toe by Isaiah Likely in week 1, whatever it was, by a questionable pass interference against the Bengals. 26-25, they win that game. Even though that was the case, every week, it seemed like, and the Bills beat Kansas City, Kansas City still winds up with the number 1 seed. So two things here. Number 1, that first game against the Ravens is vitally, vitally important to the AFC and seeding. However, it doesn't have to be the end-all, be-all. The Bills lost to the Ravens last year and still finished ahead of them. The Bills beat Kansas City last year and still finished behind them, right? So just because you win or lose the game doesn't not guarantee you anything, but it does put you in a better position. That said, the other part of this, whenever I do radio around the country, national or local, somebody calls and says, hey, can you come out and talk about the Bills? They ask something that goes kind of like this. Is it Super Bowl or bust? What else is there? It's just the Super Bowl, which is right. I mean, that is truly the end game. The only thing that's left is for this team to get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, right? You got to get there first and win it. That's it. You got the league MVP. You've been there. You've been knocking on the door. You've had heartbreaking playoff losses, losses you shouldn't have lost, and you should be there and you didn't. But the one thing they have not done on their way there is the one seed. They have not, and I say that every time, like, look, there is something here they have not done yet. That is to get the one seed. And I just think this schedule this year sets up nicely for them to try and achieve that goal this year. Because their biggest games, as on the surface, right? Anything can happen. Some team can be a lot better than what you think. But their biggest games on the surface, their most challenging games, their toughest opponents are all at home. Baltimore, Kansas City, Cincinnati, Philadelphia. First three of those in your conference, teams you're competing with for the top of the conference and for seeding. You get the Jets twice. You get the Dolphins twice. You get the Patriots twice. The AFC East should not be a unbelievably, like, it's going to be challenging, of course, the division games. But this is a division that you should be able to win these games. And then you take the other part of it, which is Baltimore has a tough division. Cincinnati should be right there because of their offense. We know Pittsburgh is always kind of in the mix, and they play Baltimore tough. I don't know about Cleveland, but, you know, you never know when all those teams play. But in the West, at least Kansas City, I think, has a little bit more of a challenge coming from Denver and from L.A. We'll see. But all that's got to play in, and I just think the Bills have a chance this year to be that one seed better than they have the last few years. They really had a great shot of it last year. They did everything they were supposed to do. Even beat Kansas City. But the loss to Baltimore and the loss to Houston early in the season is what sunk them. And Kansas City just kept winning, and you couldn't catch them, even though you beat them. Those games are vitally important. They don't have to be the end-all, be-all, but they're really important to get early. First three games for the Bills are AFC games. Two of the first three are AFC East games. Jets and Dolphins. Ravens to open up. Billy in Toronto. What's going on, Billy?
How you doing, Sal? Yeah.
Good.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I'll tell you what. Having said what you've said, I mean, we did have the ball with 3 minutes left to knock Kansas City out, and we just didn't get it done. And that's and that's where I'm going with this. You know, we're obviously one of the top teams in the league. So we're going to beat the teams we're supposed to beat. Hopefully, we beat the good teams and we get that number one seed. I'm a guy that doesn't like my guys having a week off, 2 weeks off, and then you got to play again. But having said that, at the end of the year, you know, everybody's banged up. So in that sense, I guess I would love to have that problem if we did get the number one seed. But here's where I'm going with this, Sal. We have got to be ready. Like we're good enough to compete. We're good enough to win the Super Bowl. But we've got to be ready for that one play. The one play, which I call the Kansas City play, that they always seem to come up with when they're in trouble. And we need to have that. We went three and out in that last 3 minutes, and it looked like Kansas City just blitzed us all over the field. And we just weren't prepared for that one trick play, that one play that Kansas City always seems to come through with. And I hope we work on that before we get ready for the season. I think we're going to be just fine, and I'm going to, you know, I think the Bills are right there again to win the whole damn thing. The only thing I pray for, Sal, is I'm not worried about Kansas City. I think Philadelphia and Tampa Bay and both those Super Bowl losses figured out what you do with Mahomes. You send a four-man rush and nothing but that. Take the run away from this guy and make him throw the football all game. And you've seen what happened when Philadelphia had those two really bad interceptions that he threw. So I think we're right there again to win the whole damn thing. I'm not really concerned if we don't get the number one seed, because I think we can beat anybody anywhere. I just hope we're ready for that end of the game against a great team when we're in a close ball game. And I think we will be. I think it's going to be a great season.
You got it, Billy. Thanks a lot for the phone call. I mean, obviously, it's Kansas City, the Chiefs, they came up with that blitz call, you know, against the Bills on fourth down. And Bills still almost made the play. It didn't happen. We all know that. Josh Allen, Dalton Kincaid, we know how that all turned out. But, yeah, it's right that they've come up with a play here or play there in the critical moments. The Bills just simply haven't. And about getting the quarterback is right, what Billy says. And the Bills have tried to address that over the years. And again this year, they've really spent a lot of resources on the D-line. Joey Bosa, Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi, Landon Jackson, TJ Sanders, Deion Walker. Two of those which, Hoyt and Ogunjobi, won't be a part of the team for 6 weeks. And I was just talking about the schedule. You look at the schedule. I mean, the Bills have the first six games, Ravens, Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons. They will not be a part of that. Then there's a bye week. Then they come back. They'll get a couple of weeks of practice to get reacclimated, and then we'll see how it goes. But good call. Thank you. I appreciate it. We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back, wrap up your Monday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show as we inch closer to the start of Buffalo Bills training camp.